Hey there, it's Brian Gibbs, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing. And it's presented by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. Now, this is the second episode from a conversation I had with network marketing superstar Marilee Maricich. And in this episode, Marilee is going to discuss having multiple avatars, describing your multiple different types of customers, and whether or not that's actually a good thing for your business. When you're setting up your marketing plan, is it advisable to market to different segments? So let's hear what Marilee has to say about this topic, and let's just jump right in. You mentioned your ideal customer, you know, being fit and healthy and different things like that. What about other types of customers? How about building other avatars? Is that something to do, or should people stick with one narrow focus, or should they have a few different types of people that they market to and try to relate to?
No, that's a good question, Brian. And I think, in the space of, so we used health and wellness as an example. Well, health and wellness, it doesn't necessarily only relate to people that are healthy. So I might be targeting a pain point in, and that is a broader audience. So people that aren't healthy, but they're looking to become healthier, that can be anybody. And so, you know, of course, I have different avatars that I've created. So I know, like, Brian, if you and I are talking about health and wellness, you're a guy, and I definitely am going to have a bit of a different conversation. But I think it comes back to really understanding your brand well, so that you know how to pivot in a conversation and find a place that it's going to fit for different demographics. And again, the avatar is really your demographic. It's just another term for your demographic, your audience. And so, in that, in a content, whether it's by conversation or something you print or something you post or something you say, that has to be relevant to that person. But I think it just comes back to knowing your brand really well, all the ins and outs. Who is that audience? So that could be a very broad audience, but in your marketing message,
right,
narrowing down the avatar and identifying what is that specific demographic. So maybe a demographic, and this is relevant in my world, you know, the demographic of people wanting to feel better, do better, have more energy, sleep better. Who doesn't want that? I mean, that's kind of everybody. But I might have a message or might have a post or something that can relate to somebody. Maybe they're 60 to 70 years old and they're just feeling really like they need more energy, like crazy. They need better mental clarity. Well, I'm going to have my messaging geared towards that avatar, that conversation. So I don't want to blow something out. So I'm just talking over everyone's head.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have messaging that is clear. You just have to know what avatar that you're speaking to.
Hey, it's Brian here, back again with you. And I just wanted to take a second to thank you for spending some time listening to Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing by Focused Idea. And I wanted to remind you, subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to this on, so you can catch each episode as they come out. We just have tons of great stuff coming your way, different interviews with marketing experts that can help your business shine online and offline as well. So this episode of Things You Should Know About Digital Marketing is brought to you by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. And if you need help, you need expert help or advice with getting seen on the web or getting more clients calling your company, then get in touch with Focused Idea. You can find us at focusedidea.com. That's focusedidea.com. Take care until the next time we chat, and I look forward to seeing you then.